back to Gubin. Welcome, beloved, to another few moments of Bible study together as we look into the truth of the eternal God, into the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. This is what he says in verse 35, he that cometh to me, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. Faith. We've been talking about faith, but it suddenly dawned on me there may be some of our listeners who do not know what faith is. And so let's just consider and think for a minute about the importance of faith. As we read over in 1 John 5:4, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Faith. So what is faith? Well, a simple explanation of faith is just believing what God says. It's just taking God at His word. Now, there's a more involved explanation in Hebrews chapter 1, and it points out that faith is accepting as fact what is not revealed to our five physical senses: sight, smell, hearing, taste, feeling. Faith is something that's not revealed to these physical senses, but we accept it as fact, and that is believing what Jesus Christ has said, believing what the Word of God tells us. By faith, we believe, we accept what God has said, though there might not be any visible proof. Now, we do know certain things. We know that the universe exists, and the Lord tells us in the book of Romans chapter 1 that the invisible things of God are clearly seen from the universe. That is, there's many facts concerning a master creator by observing the universe. Our scientists have realized that there is some power that has brought it all into existence. They may not acknowledge it as being God, but it is God. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1 tells us God created the heavens and the earth. And so faith is taking God at His word and believing that God created it, that God brought it all into existence, just as He says that He did. Through whatever means He brought it about, He brought it into existence, and He was the one that created animal life, and He created it so that there is no such thing as evolution from a creature crawling out of the sea and evolving into humanity. That is a lie of the devil. That is not true. That is false assumption. And that's what it is. It's assumption. Because there's so many physical evidences of the existence of Almighty God, and that He was the one who designed and created it. Just the studying of insects and of animals, there are creatures that are so complex and that are so different from other creatures below them that they would have come from or above them, that it's clear that there was a master designer. Suppose the watch that I wear is not working correctly, and so I take this watch apart, I put it in a little box, and I go around shaking that box. And people say, Bob, what are you doing? And I say, I'm fixing my watch. And they say, you're what? And I say, yeah, I'm going to shake this box until all the tiny pieces of the watch fall back together again, and it keeps better time than it did before. Now, you'd think there was something wrong with me, wouldn't you? Because you know there was someone who designed the watch, there was someone who created all the small, intricate pieces of that timepiece, who put it all together so that it would run accurately and would keep accurate time. And did you know that the universe and the stars of the universe move more accurately than the watch that I wear on my arm? They are more precise, so that for centuries man told time by the movements of the stars in space. Oh, beloved, this thing didn't just happen. It didn't just occur. It wasn't an accident. No, there was a master designer, one who brought it all into existence. And so by faith in what God has stated in His Word, we believe what God has said and we act upon it. You see, the Word of God tells us the truth before science ever discovers it. Later, science discovers it, which simply verifies the truth that's found in the Word of God. And so, beloved, God's Word is true, and by faith, we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, we believe that Christ died for our sins. Now, history teaches that He came, that He was born, that He walked upon the earth, that He died on a cross. I mean, history is very clear about that, and even our calendar points to the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. It was centered around the life of Christ, because Christ is a reality. He walked upon this earth, and history itself must acknowledge that. And so, beloved, by faith, we accept God's Word, a book that is composed of 66 individual books that were written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years by some 40 different authors under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, so that the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, agrees with the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. The two agree together, though they were written centuries apart. Oh, beloved, there is no book like the Word of God, and the truths contained in God's Word that are proved true over and over and over again. And thus, beloved, we believe what God tells us, and by faith we accept it, and we put it into practice, and we find victory in our day-by-day living as a result. We find deliverance from the control and dominion of sin through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, through accepting Him as Savior. A radical change takes place within our spirit. We become a new creation, a new person. Old things passed away. All things become new. And we become a different individual, and people observe our life and say, something's happened to that individual. Something has changed to him. I remember many years ago, when we were ministering in the Hawaiian Islands, overseeing a church there. There was a man that was transferred from the mainland, he was in the military, to the Hawaiian Islands, and they started coming to church. And I remember a testimony he shared, how that he used to live a life of debauchery and ungodliness and wickedness, and was consumed by alcohol, and how that he found Jesus. and accepted Christ as Savior, that is, Christ found him, actually, and drew him to himself, and he became a new person in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away, and people that met him years later said, "What has happened to you? You are not the person you used to be. What made the difference?" Beloved, it's the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believing in and accepting the fact that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he arose from the grave. Inviting him to come into our life, to forgive us for our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when we cry out to God to be merciful to us, a sinner, he sends the Holy Spirit of God into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to make a new person out of us, so that outwardly we may have the same physical features, but people can see a change in our life because of the impact that the gospel has had upon our life, so that we do not go to the places we used to go. We do not act the way we used to act. We do not talk the way we used to talk. Why? Because there's been a radical change within our spirit, where we get our identity, and people can see that there is a change, and that I am a new creation. I am a new person. I am different from what I used to be, all because I, by faith, believed what God said in his word, and I took him at his word, and I asked him to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to give me his salvation. I don't understand all about it, how it all takes place, but I know it's real. I accepted the Lord as my Savior over 70 years ago as a small boy. I didn't understand it all then. But I knew I was a sinner, and I knew that Christ died for my sin, and I believed that if I asked him, he would send his Spirit into my spirit to do the work of salvation, to make me a different person. And I'll never forget that day when I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my life. And it seemed like the roof of that old church building rolled back, and the glory of God flooded my soul. I'll never forget that day when Christ took my sin away and made a new person out of me and gave me his joy and his peace. And since that day, he has directed my steps and has been the guide of my life. It's real, beloved. Let him come in. Till next time, goodbye.